is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubosky. Memorials and tributes took place across Texas last night, 1 week since the deadly flash flooding that took the lives of nearly 130 people. Matthew Hammond lost his 17-year-old daughter.
What my wife are learning is that consolation to console someone is a two-way process. Like, we're learning that it's as much our job to console those who are consoling us.
Authorities say about 160 people are still missing. The Trump administration cut 1,100 civil service jobs at the State Department yesterday, saying it'll make the federal workforce more effective. But Emily Horn, a former State Department employee under the Biden and Obama administration, says the government is losing dedicated public servants.
I wish that all Americans could see the work that they do to advance our economic interests.
And a new preliminary report into last month's deadly Air India crash finds the jet's fuel cutoff switches were activated shortly after takeoff. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Tony Evers says it will still be a couple of weeks before he announces whether he'll run for re-election during a stop in Seymour Thursday. Wisconsin's two-term Democratic governor said he's still making personal considerations.
I've run for office, counting state superintendent. That's 1, 2, 3 times, 3 4-year terms there, 2 here, that's 5. That's a lot of time.
The primary election is still 13 months away, but 2 Republicans are already running. Global Agribusiness, CHS, has notified the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development of the permanent closure of its Superior Terminal facility, effective August 31st. UW-Madison dials back DEI. Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin, in a message this week, said the UW will sunset its Division of Diversity, Equity, and Educational Achievement. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. This afternoon, we'll see mostly sunny skies and a high near 82. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 61. Sunshine with a high near 83 on Sunday. A touch warmer Monday, sunshine with a high near 88. Chance of a storm Tuesday and 88. For the best barbecue all summer long, Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 67 right now.
99.7 Max FM.
I've been a searching all this big wide world. Now finally I've found mine.
She's mine, 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 mine.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, the Four Seasons, and Candy Girl, kicking off another hour of your favorites of the 60s and 70s. And if you'd like to hear something, let me know. Text line's open, 608-355-9970. See what I could do for you on this Saturday morning as we cry like a baby. Here's the Box Tops.
Thank you.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Peg from Steely Dan. 713, 67 degrees on your Saturday morning with your favorites from the 60s and 70s. And if there's something you would like to hear, text lines open 608-355-9970. Here's Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Baby.
Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries. 'Cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Now people, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto.
ghetto. And his mama cried.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM with Elvis and In the Ghetto. 7:18 with Kevin Kellogg. Check your forecast coming up. We'll look at sports too. Brewers with a big win last night and some all-star news for the Brewers also. And we'll let you know that Saturday at the 60s and 70s is brought to you by Fox Hill Auto Body, your full-service collision and auto body repair specialist. Taking care of minor dents, and if something major goes wrong, well, they can take care of it too. Since 1985, Fox Hill Auto Body has been helping area residents get back on the road as they do quality work at a fair price. Fox Hill provides free estimates, and they'll guide you through the insurance claim process. So if you need some help, give them a call, 356-9620. Fox Hill Auto Body, where our customers send their friends. We'll update the weather forecast for the weekend and find out what's going on around the area with a look at our community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. In addition to the Sauk County Fair, so many events going on throughout the area. Be sure to check out SaukCountyFair.com for all the details about each daily event and the grandstand show. Some of the other area events include Bagpipes in the Glen, the fundraiser at Durwood's Glen. This event will be held Saturday night, July 12th, 3 until 7 p.m. Join for music, bagpipers, food, and drinks. The entry fee is $20 per car. Parking is limited, so please carpool if possible. This is an outdoor event at Durwood's Glen. Don't forget to bring your blankets and the lawn chairs. Music will begin at 3:15, continue at 4:30, and then 5:45. Again, this is Saturday, July 12th. It's Bagpipes in the Glen, the fundraiser for Durwood's Glen. And the Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization is going to be hosting a Brat Fry. This is going to be on Saturday, July 12th in Reedsburg from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Viking Village BP. Brats, hot dogs, burgers, and so much more. Credit cards are accepted. Again, this will run from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. in Reedsburg at the Viking Village BP. It's a Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization Brat Sale. All the details about the organization and the Brat Fry can be found at booseniors.org.
Fireside Cabins wants you to enjoy the Sauk County Fair. Coming soon, Baraboo's newest place to unwind, Fireside Cabins Wine and Beer Bar. Watch their social media for details and opening hours of the bar and see progress on their cabins. Go to FiresideCabinsWI.com.
Welcome to the Sauk County Fair. If you love the rides, head to the new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Enjoy this ultimate thrill ride near Wisconsin Dells. Open 10 to 10 every day. Fun for the whole family. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com for ticket info and more.
Hi, this is Rhonda, an account executive at Civic Media, and you're listening to me on 99.7 Max FM. If you can hear me, so can your customers. Contact me about advertising at 608-340-2177 or email me at Rhonda@max.fm.
The Miz is headed to the All-Star Game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski has been selected to pitch in the All-Star Game Tuesday night at 23 and just 5 starts, the Miz setting an All-Star record for earliest career appearance. I asked him, how did his teammates react?
They were all thrilled about it, and they're happy for me. But yeah, no, it's been the world for the guys to be around me and support me how they have. It's been awesome.
Brewers pitcher D.L. Hall.
Incredible. I mean, I think we all know, you know, he's worthy of it. The kid's stuff is unbelievable. It's fun to watch, and like Murph said, it's super exciting, and it's good for baseball, so we're also super happy for him.
The Brewers went on to beat the Nationals 8-3. The two teams play again today. Brandon Woodruff gets the start. NBA, the Bucks introduced center Miles Turner to the media. The Bucks facing the Cavaliers today in summer league action in Las Vegas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. This afternoon, we'll see mostly sunny skies and a high near 82. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 61. Sunshine with a high near 83 on Sunday. A touch warmer Monday, sunshine with a high near 88. Chance of a storm Tuesday and 88. For the best barbecue all summer long, Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 67 right now.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, as we take a look at some musical birthdays, and we find that Dolores Dee Dee Kinnebrew from the Crystals celebrates her 80th birthday this week, back on Wednesday the 9th. With lead vocals from Dee Dee, it's the Crystals. The 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, The Crystals, and Then He Kissed Me, with lead vocals from Dolores Dee Dee Kinnebrew, who turned 80 back on Wednesday. Also on Wednesday, Debbie Sledge from Sister Sledge celebrated her 71st birthday. And we are family on 99.7 Max FM, Saturday at the 60s and 70s. Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, and we are family from Sister Sledge. Debbie Sledge celebrated her 71st birthday on Wednesday. On Thursday, Mavis Staples from the Staples Singers turned 86.
I know a place. Ain't nobody crying. Ain't nobody worried. No. Ain't no smiling faces. Mm-mm. No, no. Lying to the races. Help me. Come on. Come on. Somebody help me.
Mavis and the Staples Singers, and I'll take you there. Mavis Staples celebrating her 86th birthday back on Thursday. More musical birthdays as we find that also on Thursday, the 10th of July, Arlo Guthrie celebrated his 78th birthday as we take a ride in the city of New Orleans.
Riding on the city of New Orleans. Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders. 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Trains that have no name, and freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Dealing card games with the old men in the club cars. Penny a point, ain't no one keeping score.
tumbling 'neath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers write their father's magic carpets made of steel. And mothers with their babes asleep are rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Nighttime on the city of New Orleans. Changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home. We'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. And the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. Passengers will please refrain. This train got to disappear in railroad blues. Good night, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone.
Riding on the train they call the city of New Orleans, that's Arlo Guthrie as he celebrates his 78th birthday back on Thursday. 7:37 and 81 degrees on your Saturday morning. Another birthday to look at. Dave Smalley, guitarist from the Raspberries, celebrated his 76th birthday also on Thursday. And let's pretend.
But we're not.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Let's Pretend, with the Raspberries, guitarist Dave Smalley celebrating his 76th birthday back on Thursday. And this week in 1972, Bill Withers started a three-week run at the number one spot, his only number one hit, Lean On Me, on 99.7 Max FM. Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, number one for Bill Withers. This week in 1972, his only number one hit. It stayed there for 3 weeks in a row. And Lean On Me. Little bit of music news. If you haven't heard by now, Paul McCartney's Got Back 2025 tour is a go. Tickets go on sale to the general public starting July 18th at 10 a.m. I'll list the dates and places at paulmccartney.com. The closest to us is going to be Des Moines, Iowa on October 14th, Minneapolis on October 17th, and in Chicago to wrap up the tour November 24th and 25th.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, used to say, live and let live.
You know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry,
let die.
Die, Paul McCartney and Wings. And oh boy, when I saw them 6 years ago and I saw Paul at Lambeau Field, that was a heck of a show that he put on. And all the light shows with that song, oh, that was great. And I'm going to try to get on his Got Back tour again. Tickets go on sale to the general public July 18th at 10 a.m. Go to paulmccartney.com to find all the places he'll be. Once again, the closest to us, Des Moines, Iowa, October 14th, Minneapolis, October 17th, and he'll close out the tour in Chicago, November 24th and 25th. Sauk County Fair is going on today and tomorrow at the fairgrounds in Baraboo. Go to SaukCountyFair.com to get all the information on the events and grandstand shows. Plus, Dave and Wendy will be live from the Circus Wagon in the Fairgrounds. It's going to be today from 4 until 8 o'clock, and we'd like to thank our broadcast sponsors, Circus World, Baraboo State Bank, Badger State Truck and Show, Fireside Cabins, Handy Harry LLC, T&B Mini Acres, Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster, Iowa Waste Reduction Center, World Finance, DEZ Tactical Arms, and Crystal Grand. Again, Dave and Wendy from the fair today from the wagon between 4 and 8 p.m. What else is going on? Getting ready. And they're setting up the downtown Baraboo Farmers Market that's on the square here, 8 till 12:30. That's also some of the events going on around the area.
Swing into the Baraboo Fresh Market for flavor-packed deals and fresh-picked value. This is Craig. Certified Angus beef, boneless ribeye steaks, just $14.99 a pound. Or grab family-sized 85% lean ground chuck, only $4.69 a pound. Have a craving that needs crunching? Stock up on Old Dutch tortilla chips, 2 for $6. Plus, cool off with Easy Ice Cream, 2 for $7. And fill the freezer with Smart One entrees, 5 for $10. Baraboo Fresh Market, where summer tastes better and your budget goes further.
After you enjoy seeing all the Sauk County Fair animals, how would you like to add some adorable goats, sweet ponies, or a sassy donkey to your next party? T&B Mini Acres brings the petting zoo to you. Call 608-405-2879 to find out more.
This is Secret Clinical Dominating Extra Stinky Stress Sweat. And this is regular deodorant. Secret Clinical in a heat wave.
Oh, what a beautiful day.
This is regular deodorant.
Ugh, I can't.
Secret Clinical with workout sweat.
Let's run another marathon.
And regular deodorant.
How much more?
Secret is the goat. Because nothing fights sweat better.
Stay fresher under pressure.
Hi, this is Rhonda, an account executive at Civic Media, and you're listening to me on 99.7 Max FM. If you can hear me, so can your customers. Contact me about advertising at 608-340-2177 or email me at rhonda@max.fm.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. This afternoon, we'll see mostly sunny skies and a high near 82. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 61. Sunshine with a high near 83 on Sunday. A touch warmer Monday, sunshine with a high near 88. Chance of a storm Tuesday and 88. For the best barbecue all summer long, Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, grandpasbbqshop.com.
It's 67 right now.
Saturday at the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM with some Three Dog Night. 7:55, got a look at the news, an update of the weather, and more of your favorites. If you want to get a song request in from the 60s and 70s, call me, text me, 608-355-9970. Text lines open. See what I can play for you this morning, like some Bobby Rydell.
Tame it down.
ba 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 ba.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. There are growing protests in California over the federal government's immigration raids. This morning, the United Farm Workers Union says one farm worker fell off a roof and is in critical condition after one of the raids. And authorities are also searching for one person suspected of firing on federal agents. The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for that person. It's been about a week since the Texas Hill Country was hit with deadly flash flooding that killed at least 129 people. President Trump visited the area yesterday, saying the federal response was incredible as his administration faces scrutiny over whether emergency agencies were properly staffed. ABC News spoke to former FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell.
We're seeing these record-breaking events month after month. We need to make sure communities have the right tools and information so they can plan appropriately to protect their citizens.
This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin.